This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle wrote the letter to the Ephesian church while imprisoned in Rome. It is known as the first of what is called generally his prison epistles. So clearly, he does not write this letter from luxurious villa on an Italian coastline somewhere. No, he was in prison and really in far worse conditions than any prison that's situated here in America. Yet his letter is all about abundant living in Christ. We cannot ignore that fact. It would not be a situation that we would readily consider abundant living, that's for sure, but and that is because we fail so often to understand just what that really means. We think only in worldly and earthly terms when we speak of such things. Now, Paul was in love. He was in love with Christ, and that love changed everything. It changes everything in our understanding and in our lives, too. My hope and my prayer is that we come to know such a love in our lives, each and every one of us. Now, Paul uses the word grace 12 times in this letter. I think that's a fitting response to our previous book of study with the book of Galatians. For Ephesians is the application of God's grace in our lives each and every day. It leaves the cerebral and it enters now the practical. The idea that if we are indeed covered by God's grace in salvation, as well as living, then how does it play out in real life? How does it play out every day of our lives? When Paul, he planted this church in Ephesus, he spent 3 years there doing this. Now, to say the plowing was tough, and I think a lot of pastors say that about where they work, but this no doubt was especially true for Paul. I mean, there was an intense worldly environment there in Ephesus. Yet, like so many cases in similar, there was, against all human odds, a great spiritual awakening there in that city. I think that's really no different than what comes out so often in our own stories. How God planted and God grew a great move around us and graciously let each one of us have a taste. Acts 19 tells us how this small early church was actually baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then subsequent event where the people gathered and publicly burnt their how-to books on black magic. Paul said that after 2 years, no one in Asia had not heard the gospel. So clearly the church in Ephesus had exploded on the scene. Despite this incredible beginning, Paul later would tell the Ephesian elders that fierce wolves would rise up even from their own very ranks and would try to destroy them and to destroy a great move of the Spirit that was going on there. Paul even later on warned the Apostle Timothy to watch your doctrine, preach the word, and don't veer from the path. So Paul was concerned in that situation also. And then he even went on later to tell the Ephesian church, look, guys, I have preached the whole gospel to you, and I have not flinched from any of it. I'm innocent of any blood that will be shed. And then finally, at the very end, but clear, deep in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, we read about how this same church in Ephesus, eventually will have left its first love. Now, according to Revelation, that church had essentially died. Why? Well, because the cross was not sufficient to hold them? No. Was it because they failed, like so many who had followed, to grab hold of living out a faithful life, that they failed to carry on? They failed to grasp the concept of living abundantly in Christ every day? They failed to recognize that they were at war, and that there would be those out there who would seek, and sometimes even while waving a religious banner, would still steal their joy and stumble their walk if given the chance. The church there clearly stopped being careful. They had stopped being faithful, and they stopped, therefore, having a relationship with their Redeemer.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.